What's going on, friends? I am so grateful that you're tuning in today. And we are talking about the evidence of a transformed life. And I can't wait to share from my own experiences of what it means to live a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is much more than just speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit enables us to live a fruitful, transformed life. Yeah, it's about to get juicy in here. I need y'all to buckle up and get ready for this message where we're gonna figure out where's the evidence. Do y'all wanna know what the evidence is? That the Holy Spirit actually has taken up residence and you've released them in your life? It's found in Galatians. Galatians 5. They're called the fruits of the Spirit. For these are the fruit or the evidence. You only get fruit if something was actually planted there. I'm gonna walk you through this. You can't get an apple if an apple seed was never planted. It can look like an apple tree, but the only evidence that there was an actual apple seed put there is the fruit. So can I tell you that there is evidence if the Holy Spirit really does live in you? And it's the fruit of your life. And the fruits of the Spirit are what? Help me. Love. Joy. Huh? Pete, that, now y'all, don't, let's read it. They don't even get it. Go to Galatians 5:22. But the fruit or the evidence of the Spirit that you have them is what? Love, joy. Say it out loud. Peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control. Against such there is no law. Can you write this point down? If you really have the Holy Spirit, the proof is in your fruit. I've met more mean, tongue-talking Christians. You ain't got no evidence. You're selfish and mean, but you can speak in tongues. There's no proof that you have the Holy Spirit. You can prophesy, but you're not kind to people. Ain't this what it says? You can speak mysteries, but you're not faithful. You don't keep your word. We can't trust you at all. But you know what? Thus says the Lord, there's no fruit. Stop telling me because you can shout. You got, I feel the Spirit. No, you're mean. And because you're mean and you're selfish and you do not keep your word, there's no evidence of the Holy Spirit being in you. It's the Bible. If the Holy Spirit is in you, it should produce fruit in your life. And if there's no fruit, don't check the seed, check the soil. It's tight, but it's right. Let me just prove it to you with one more scripture. Because I just need you to know that it would be better for us to display love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It would be better for us to do that. That would prove the Spirit actually controls us than dancing, speaking in tongues, prophesying to everybody. All of that stuff is good, but the proof, the evidence that people see in your life, do you know who the greatest testimony is of, or the greatest witnesses are if you actually have the Holy Spirit? Your kids and family. You can fool everybody out here. But the fact your kids don't love God? The fact the people around you can't stand to be around you? They feel forced to celebrate you? There's no fruit. What I'm trying to come and tell you is it's time for the fruitless church to get planted again. And to come back to a place where you say, Holy Spirit, fill me again. Fill me up. Let me not just be able to prophesy and speak in tongues and do this. Let me love people who look nothing like me and have done me wrong. God, let me be long-suffering with that youth or that child or that team member that gets on my last nerve. You know, the one that's back here and only got three nerves and they dancing on this last nerve. Let me be long-suffering. Remember, the Holy Spirit comes to empower you to do what you cannot naturally do on your own. It is hard for me to love people I don't like. It is hard for me to have joy when y'all make me mad and I'm depressed. It is hard for me to have peace when everything's going chaotic around me. It's hard for me to be kind when I was raised in a toxic household. It's hard for me to see goodness in others when I don't see goodness in myself. It's hard for me to be faithful when I'm suspicious of everybody leaving me. It's hard to be gentle when I've only been handled harsh. It's hard for me to have self-control when I'm used to doing whatever I feel. But the Holy Spirit. Oh, I feel that thing right now. But everybody say, but the Holy Spirit. You can put that in front of anything. I used to do this, but the Holy Spirit. I can't usually stand people like this, but the Holy Spirit. I usually would fall right here, but the Holy Spirit. You better put a but the Holy Spirit in front of everything you're going through. I would have left this marriage, but the Holy Spirit. Transformation Church would have been another one-hit, three-year success story, but the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, but the Holy Spirit. And that's why I'm just trying to get us to understand. Don't leave 8 of the 9 gifts on the table. Get the benefits and have the evidence. Get the benefits and have the evidence. Have the 9 gifts that we get because we have the Holy Spirit, but then have the evidence of the fruits of the Spirit. I'll sum it up at 1 Corinthians 13. This is a lot of Bible, but it's so good, I don't even want to add no words to it. If you speak in the tongues, that's what we just talked about, of men and angels. So you got your heavenly language together and you got your language to people together, okay? But do not have love. I am only a resounding gong or a clapping cymbal. Is this what we look like to people? A church full of cymbals? Who, when you come to your church, when you open your mouth, just a bunch of noise. You go to your workplace. Well, I have an idea. Let's hear your idea. Go to your family reunion because you don't have love and you think you're better than them when you walk in there. So what have you been doing, Johnny? Oh, God's been good to me. You get on a platform in front of a bunch of people. God gave me a word for you today. And that's the sound of many churches. As the praise and worship leader, we don't hear his presence. This is how your small group looks. This is how our family pictures look. A bunch of noisy believers. Why? Because we can prophesy. We can use all the gifts, but there's no evidence.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when He sent His Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because He will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with Him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
If you don't have love, just like a noisy cymbal, and if you have the gifts of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge and have all the faith, these are all the things that we just talked about that can move mountains, but do not have what? Love. Evidence. I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And that love can only be empowered by the Holy Spirit. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Y'all, this is the Bible. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, look at it, we're going back to maturity. See, we always quote this scripture, but we quote it out of context. We don't know where it comes from. This is talking about us being spiritually mature because we have evidence in the fruit in our lives. It says, for when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. I'm going to add one. I sounded like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain. My dad used to say this scripture to us all the time. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. It's the evidence that the Spirit of God works in you, that you can love people. Your heavenly language without love is just loud. These gifts, all 9 of them are for the Holy Spirit, and He wants you to take advantage of every single one of them. But some of you have ignored these gifts. You knew about them, and there's nothing worse than an ignored gift. something that somebody paid for and it's available, but you just ignored it. And then others of you have neglected this gift. And some of us have been products of people who perverted these gifts. But the Holy Spirit is here to empower you in everything that is hard in your life. Write that down. The Holy Spirit is built to empower you in the hard. Whatever is hard for you, the Holy Spirit said, let me step into that. Let me help you with that. Let me give you proof that I'm real. And today, all I want you to do is receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's the gift, and he comes with gifts. Remember, I don't know if you've ever seen those little things that open up and then there's another one and you open them up, there's another one and you open them up, there's another. Y'all know what I'm talking about? My family used to travel and it'd be like this weird looking man or woman on this little thing and then you take one off and then there's another one and you take one off and it just keeps building. Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. That was the gift. But when you open that up, there's more. And you open that up, there's more. And you open that up, there's more. Today, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike, you've been going on this for 4 weeks now. It's because I don't know how you're living without the empowerment of Holy Spirit. I can't do it. I can't be a good husband. I sure can't be a pastor. I can't be a good son. I don't have it within me to be able to do what I know God's called. Unless I have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And this is why people turn to substances. It's because they buckle under the weight of life and they need something to empower them to stay consistent, even if it's killing them. We have many relationships that we go to, success that we go to, alcohol, pills, whatever it is. And the Holy Spirit is saying, can I come in and give you the empowerment that you need? And can I make it evident to people through love, joy, peace, patience, kindness? Can I make it evident that I changed you? You know, one of the craziest things that people say about me that knew me back in the day when I was wilding, and now that know me now, they say something's changed in you. I mean, you're the same person, but like, you've still, but something's different about you. And all I can think in my mind is, it's the Holy Spirit. Like, the only thing that took me from being a liar and a manipulator and addicted to pornography was not that I had enough will not to look at the website. You know how many times I failed that? I tried that. It was like, well, since I've done it, let's make it a week binge of being in the wrong space. And the enemy says, yeah, that's the good idea. Go further and further down the hole. But when I get the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, I can want to and not do it. Ain't nobody that real with you. I can literally be in the place where I want, like, I want to do this. And the Holy Spirit will rise up on me. So there's so much more in you. All you have to do is call somebody right now. Call them. And then he'll let somebody call me. The person he told me to call. Ring. Why are they calling me? Pick up the phone. Hey, I just had a, they don't call it this, but they'll say, I just had a word of wisdom. Because the Holy Spirit that was fighting with me in the temptation is the same Holy Spirit that speaks to them. And if they listen to the Holy Spirit and say, call Mike right now. Why would I call Mike right now? He was trying, I have a solution for something that he has a problem with, and I want it to come through you. And it's not Sunday morning, and it's not in the board meeting, and it's not, but you don't even know that I'm working major things out. And that obedience to give me a word of wisdom was the same thing that kept me from giving in to my temptation. And those were two gifts working, but it was all the Holy Spirit. That's a real story. That really happened to your pastor. And it continues to happen in different areas of our lives if we would receive the person of the Holy Spirit. Today, Today, you can ask God to fill you. Well, what happens? Is there a ritual or a ceremony? No. How did you get saved? By faith. When you get water baptized, as 15,000 of us are going to do in 2 weeks, how does going down signify that my old life is gone and then coming up means that I'm a new creation? By faith. How do you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? By faith. Would everybody just put your hands out like you're getting ready to receive a gift? Just close your eyes. Just black out everybody else right now. It doesn't matter who else is there. God has a gift for you, and it's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to pray, and if you want the gift of the Holy Spirit, if you want to be able to have access to these gifts and have evidence in your life, I'm going to ask you in just a moment, not out loud like a trumpet to prove to somebody that you're saying, I want the Holy Spirit. I mean, just in yourself, even out loud, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Yeah, that's all we're going to do. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we're going to ask him. I feel the presence of God wherever you are, whether you're watching this live or on rebroadcast. The Holy Spirit is there, and he's coming with 9 gifts and so much more that he wants to give you. And if you're watching and you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you want a fresh feeling of the Holy Spirit, you want to be endowed and empowered, you want that dunamis to come back to your life, I want you to ask him. You can prophesy. It said we all can prophesy. All 9 of these gifts are usable for the edification, and the Holy Spirit can allow the fruits of the Spirit to be evidence to everybody around us. Today, let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you that today you would fill us with the Holy Spirit from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. The same way that you did in Matthew, the same way you did in Mark, in Luke, in John, in Acts, the same way you did with the disciples in the upper room, the same way, Father God, you did it in Samaria in Acts 8. Father, I'm asking you right now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you that you would come and make yourself real to each of us right now. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts. Father God, this is not weird. This is not strange. This is our benefit, Father God. And today I thank you that you would do what you did for the Gentiles in Acts 10 and in Acts 19. That you would allow us to fully receive the Holy Spirit.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because he will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
Thank you so much, friends, for joining us today. And honestly, I hope this message has helped you rethink some of the things maybe you learned in religion or tradition, and be able to see the Holy Spirit and what he brings as an asset and an advantage to your life.
God wants you to have a fruitful life, and you cannot have that without the Holy Spirit. Today is just the beginning of your upgrade. Do not miss one moment of this series. We'll be here all week, and until next time, go out and live a transformed life. I will.